T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia along with Christian Garrick. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Ryan Horvat. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit us at BetQL.com. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. I'm going to ask you right off the bat. You saw the little gorilla dust throw between Nick Saban and Jimbo Fisher. Man, the offseason for college football is so long. This is going to dominate headlines until they kick that pigskin off in late August. But it's interesting that this almost seems like a wrestling deal to me. A former tag team duo that split up. Now they become single wrestlers, and they both want the title. And they're both fighting for it. And so it's a war of words.
Yeah, and I love it, man. I got to be honest. I love it because it gives us an excuse and a reason to talk even more college football. And you get two huge personalities like Nick Saban, and then you get Jimbo. And it's funny because I said the same thing. I was like, man, this reminds me of like an old school WWE, like Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty just broke up, and Shawn Michaels kicks Marty Jannetty through the glass. And that's what this seems like. Here's my question, though. Who's the face and who's the heel? Is Nick Saban the good guy here, or is Jimbo the good guy?
No, they both the heels, because I don't think that fans and media feel any sympathy towards somebody making $10 million a year and pointing the finger at one another for they both doing the exact same thing. And now, now can you save face now? Because Nick basically kind of said, man, I'm against this sort of name, image, likeness stuff to a certain extent. Man, if I'm a recruit, I'm going to say, wait a minute, coach, you getting paid. Your assistant coaches are getting paid a lot of money. Now you sort of squawking that we got paid? He's going to have to do a little bit of fence mending here, and I'm sure he already has, to try to make it sound that way. But listen, Ben, I've been around him, and he has moments that he gets really angry, and that valve shoots off, and we heard it yesterday.
Yep, exactly, man. And that's the thing. Like, now, here's the thing. Now, not only, you know, if you're going to take over a college program as head coach, not only do you need to be a good coach, a solid coach, but you also have to be an even better recruiter, and now more than ever, and an even better salesman. So I said the same thing. You know, you want – I did not agree with what he came out and said. It's like – and especially when, you know, you look at in the SEC and you look at Saban's contract, how much he's making a year, how much that – you know, training facility that they just put together a couple of years ago, how much that cost. So I completely agree. I guarantee you he's going to have to backpedal even more, and there's probably been some conversations. But I'll tell you this. Hey, if Nick Saban comes and recruits me, I don't care. I'm going to play at Alabama because I want to win a national title. And
he can send me to the pros. Look at the numbers. It is unbelievable. So, Ryan, but I do think – as you get older, I think you get more hardened in your mind about certain things, and this was a backlash. Man, if A&M had finished sixth in recruiting, you think he would have acted this way? Hell no. He wouldn't have said squat, nothing. But they finished one. That's the difference.
Yep. They finished one. Now he has some actual real competition on the recruiting trail, because look at it like this. I mean, they just got beat by Georgia. You know, this happened a couple of years ago, even it started happening, you know, where Kirby was going and stealing some recruits. And the reason being, you know, Saban, I mean, everybody wants to play at Alabama, you know, and he doesn't have time to go out and recruit, go to everybody's houses. Kirby was doing that for a while. You know, he was stealing some recruits. Now you have Brian Kelly in the SEC. I'm telling you, and now you see that class. Yeah, I'll tell you this, though. If Jimbo can't bring home another national title in the next 3 to 4 years, is he ever going to win another one? Because look at that class. He's got them going there now, but is he going to be able to coach him when he gets them there?
Can he keep them?
It's going to be interesting.
Can he keep that?
That's the other thing with the transfer portal. Yep. Exactly.
Yep. Ryan, who do you got in Preakness?
So that's a great question, because I'm a little upset. BetMGM, who I love, that's my sports book out here in Washington, D.C. And for some reason, you guys, they won't give me any odds yet. I'm still not able to place any bets on this, which is probably actually, to be honest, for the best after what we saw with, you know, Rich Strike coming out of nowhere to win that last race. Because, man, that was painful, where I had two horses right there that finished second and third, and I had outright bets on both of them. You know, I like Secret Oath. I did a win play show that I had my mom put in at the old OTB back in Chicago, Illinois. I went Secret Oath, I went Epicenter, and I went Early Voting. That was my win play show. So that's all I've played so far. I do like all three of those horses. So if you could get a hold of any outright markets, I would maybe sprinkle a little on Early Voting, Epicenter, Secret Oath. But as of right now, we still don't have any odds posted for some reason in the races, you know, coming up on Saturday, so I don't quite understand it.
Ryan, so you got your mom working for you?
She's an associate,
I do, yeah.
Ryan. Tell him. She's an associate.
Does she get a buyer's fee? Does she get a fee out of this if you hit?
She does, yeah. I told her if my horse is hit, then she gets 10%, maybe even 20%, depending on how good the hit comes back. So, funny enough, she is she's a school teacher, but she teaches at a juvenile detention center, and it's right across the street from the off-track betting site. So on her lunch, she just makes the quick trip for me when needed. You know, I don't bet too many horse races because it's so tough, but when I do need her in a pinch, she's always good for it.
Listen, I know he's looking down laughing what I'm gonna say, but if Buddy DiLiberto, who used to do this show, was younger and your mom was a little older, they'd have made the perfect match. I mean, believe me, that close to the OTB. Man, what do you think about the game tonight, Celtics Heat? You know, the Celtics were missing some pieces, and the Heat, man, again, man, such a well-coached team, Ryan. I just can't say enough about how well they're coached. They maximize what they have. Do you think the Celtics bounce back tonight?
So I do think that the Celtics bounce back tonight, but I think the market, it's kind of crazy because Al Horford clears the COVID protocol, which I don't understand how that works.
Yeah, I don't get all that.
I have no clue what happened. So was he sick? Was he not sick? Was it a fault? You know what, man? I can't keep up anymore with the new testing policies. But he's going
to
play.
They need to get rid of him.
Yeah, and exactly. I mean, like if somebody's sick, then they sit out, right?
Yes.
And if they're not sick, then we don't test anymore. Because, like, you know, we saw that all football season long in college football. I know for a fact, just from kind of, you know, having some guys on the inside, there were kids that were playing that were testing positive for COVID as long as they weren't showing symptoms. And there were some people that were playing that were sick. I mean,
imagine
it's been going on. Exactly. It's been going on. I don't want to, you know, throw any teams under the bus, but I don't understand what we're doing. But he's going to play. It looks like Marcus Smart's going to play. So I like Boston, but this is a tough series to call. So what I ended up doing, you guys, is playing two player props that I like way more. And I got a little bit of money on this one. I keep playing it. Tyler Hero over 2.5 assists. Kyle Lowry remains out right now with that injury. 22 games without Kyle Lowry. Tyler Hero's had at least 3 assists in 19 of the 22 games. He's went over in 15 of the last 15 games without Kyle Lowry in the lineup. And that's because he becomes more of a playmaker, looks to facilitate a little bit more. So I like Tyler Hero over 2.5 assists. And then I like another role player who's been playing great basketball, Max Strus from the Miami Heat. I went over 3.5 rebounds. Same deal. Without Kyle Lowry, he's went over four rebounds in all four playoff games without him, 15 of the 24 games in the regular season without Kyle Lowry. So I put Max Strus over 3.5 rebounds on a ticket, and then Tyler Hero over 2.5 assists. That's actually my favorite bet. And then you don't have to sweat out the side or the total. You could just root for a good game.
Yeah. Ryan, in the PGA tournament in Tulsa, man, that's a lot of money being flapped on Rory McIlroy now. A lot of people think Rory's going to win this tournament. Your feelings?
Yep. Yeah, so you know what? Man, I'm rooting for him because I bet him last week 14-1, plus 1,400, and that was my favorite pick just because, you know, he always shows up these final 2 days, like at the Masters, where he finishes as the runner-up. But him and Morikawa didn't really show up until Sunday. Now today, he actually shows up. You know, he was 5-under. I felt really good. But hopefully we don't have the Rory collapse. Here's one thing, though. Here's my advice. Don't go out and bet him right now because you're not going to get a good price. If you wanted to bet Rory, you should have bet him when he was 14-1. Now take a shot maybe with somebody that's, you know, 1-under, maybe somebody that's even, because I think we're going to see some crazy stuff happen this weekend. Let's pay attention to the weather if it gets windy. This is the type of tournament, you know, where look at last year. Phil won it last year.
Yep.
On the first day, I want to say on hole 7, he was 3-over. So you really can't count anybody out. If you haven't bet Rory yet, I wouldn't recommend doing it now.
One last one before we let you go, but you saw the Twitter post and someone said, hey, you got to say it because he can get the Saints at 8. You betting over, right? Because there's some places it's 8.5, but you know, there are places you can get 8.
I'll tell you this. I wish he was listening to the show last week because we talked about this last week. And remember, it was sitting there at 7.5. And
yep.
I said, that's my favorite bet. Like, this is a really good roster with a really good defense that just got even better with the addition of Honey Badger, who, like I said, you guys, I think he's got 2 to 3, maybe 3 to 4 good years left in him. And then I think Jameis is going to have a solid season. I really do. I think he's a decent quarterback if he takes care of the football. I know Kamara is going to miss a couple games because of the suspension. I'm not too worried as long as Michael Thomas is back. I love what they did in the draft. That's my favorite bet on the board. I'll do you one better. If you can get, you know, a good price, maybe hold off. Maybe they start 1-1, or maybe they start 1-2. Maybe there's some struggles. I don't know about all that. I think there's a shot that they could even win the division. Everybody is still high on Tampa Bay. I'm not saying Brady's just going to fall off a cliff. He was great last year. He could have won MVP. But what if he shows up and he looks a little older? Like, I'll never forget Peyton Manning when he first went to Denver, breaks every single record. 2 years later, Peyton Manning couldn't throw the ball 20 yards down the field the year that they finally win the Super Bowl with him. I'm not saying there's going to be that kind of drop-off, but I don't love Tampa Bay's roster as much as I did last year, you guys. So I would take a shot if you get a good price on them to win the division, but I love them to win 8 games. I am a little worried about the loss of Sean Payton because he's one of my favorite coaches of all time, but I think they'll be just fine with this roster. So if you could get an 8, 8.5, I think they win 9 games minimum.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think 9 is the minimum, hopefully staying healthy and not having Kamara miss a big chunk of the season and having Thomas, because I think he's the key here. I think Michael Thomas is the key, getting him back in, and hopefully he can play all 17 games. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, guys. Good luck this weekend.
Appreciate it, Ryan. That was Ryan Horvat, who's the host of BetMGM Tonight and also on Odyssey Sports, betting insider Ryan Horvat. Be sure to listen to BetMGM Tonight podcast for more of Ryan Horvat's analysis. Just search BetMGM wherever you find your podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.